When President Bush meets with the NATO Council tomorrow morning in Turkey, he'll be asking for some burden sharing in Iraq. With major European partners still balking at sending troops, the U.S. is settling for a far more limited role for the alliance. NATO will agree to help train Iraqi security forces. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has this assessment of the Europeans' willingness to help.
The way U.S. officials see it, the changing political dynamic in Iraq should help the Bush administration win more international support. The U.S. is about to hand power to an Iraqi interim government and formally end a controversial occupation of Iraq. The U.N. Security Council has endorsed the transfer of power, and the new Iraqi prime minister formally requested NATO to help train his country's security forces. The French ambassador to Washington, Jean-David Levite, said his country is responding to that request.
How can France help? Certainly not by sending troops, because precisely the moment you transfer sovereignty, what you mean is to give more responsibilities to the Iraqi people themselves. And we have proposed to train gendarmerie, that is military police.
While members of Congress and many academics have called on France and other NATO states to do much more, Philip Gordon of the Brookings Institution admits alliance members are reluctant. He said the rising violence in Iraq has dampened the mood in Europe to get more deeply involved.
It's very difficult for European leaders to go to their public and say, look, you know, you oppose the war, I oppose the war, all of the justifications for the war are sort of falling through, and it's getting more violent and dangerous. But why don't we send troops anyway? That bar is just too high for them right now. And so we've had to lower expectations from new troops or a major NATO role to, at best, I think, a NATO commitment to training Iraqi security forces, which is better than nothing. Support for the political process, also better than nothing.
Gordon was speaking at a conference at the American Enterprise Institute where a top Pentagon official, Mira Ricardel, insisted a NATO training mission is a serious commitment.
If the purpose of transferring sovereignty and the consensus that we had with the UN Resolution 1546 is that we want to get the Iraqis on their feet and able to take care of their problems themselves, then I would say that training is a very, very important function.
Bush administration officials are often quick to point out that even after Spain pulled out of Iraq, more than half of NATO's members do have troops on the ground there, albeit mainly small contingents. NATO itself is providing logistical support for the Polish-led peacekeeping mission, and administration officials acknowledge that a higher priority for NATO is to fulfill promises to Afghanistan, which has proven to be a major challenge for the alliance. As for Iraq, the Bush administration has few expectations now. Gordon of the Brookings Institution believes there's another reason old allies are reluctant to come to President Bush's rescue in Iraq right now, the U.S. presidential election campaign.
European leaders, a few months before an American election, they obviously don't say this, but are just not in the mood to allow him to say, I stand at the top of a unified alliance. Look at all of the allies coming to support our policies in Iraq and Afghanistan.
But he thinks NATO states have to strike a balance. Even if they don't send more troops, they should build a consensus to stay the course in Iraq, he says, so they don't give the impression that the U.S. is isolated in the face of Iraqi insurgencies. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.